At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Luke 4. Feel free to hit pause and read Luke 4 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus rejected at Nazareth, Luke 4. At the beginning of this week's Bible story, the people's eyes were fixed on Jesus, hanging onto his every word. At the end of the story, however, they were so angry at Jesus, they planned on throwing him off a cliff to shut him up. What happened to trigger such an abrupt change in the people's attitude toward Jesus? For Jesus' neighbors in Nazareth, it was a mix of pride and disbelief. The Jews had no problem when Jesus followed their customs by reading a scroll in their synagogue on the Sabbath. But when Jesus began to show how the Old Testament pointed to him, the people began to murmur and doubt. How could the man they had seen grow up on their streets be the expected Messiah? What's more, Jesus began sharing scriptural examples of times when God's people rejected his blessings and when grace and mercy were applied to Gentiles or non-Jews. This was a tipping point for those listening to Jesus, as they were appalled at the idea that God's blessings were not theirs by default due to their ancestry. This story offers two lessons to today's listeners. First, we are not in God's family because we go to church, live in a certain area, or have family members who love Jesus. We must see that each person needs to respond to the gospel individually with faith and repentance. It's only by grace through faith that we are saved. Secondly, Jesus is a polarizing presence in a lost world. In today's story, we quickly see a fascination with Jesus turned into hatred of him. This echoes Jesus' words elsewhere in scripture that anyone who is not with me is against me, and anyone who does not gather with me scatters, Matthew 12, verse 30. We want to see that there's no neutral ground when it comes to considering Jesus. Every person must decide to either reject him or to worship him as Lord. Let's pray. God, thank you for sending your son, Jesus the Messiah, to save us from our sin. Give us the courage to share the good news of your eternal kingdom with those who don't know you. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions in the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. How does the attempt to kill Jesus point to his future death? 2. How has Jesus fulfilled the prophecy in Isaiah? 3. Do people still reject Jesus today? Our key passage for this unit is Daniel 4, verse 3. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Daniel 4, verse 3 says, "How great are his miracles and how mighty his wonders! His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Healings in Capernaum, Mark 1 and Luke 4.